This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blair. The headlines. Northeast region is India's growth engine, says Dhoni Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia. Cabinet expansion of Assam government to take place today with the inclusion of DPS Charan Borel into the Council of Ministers. BSS Special Director General Mahesh Kumar Agarwal assesses operational preparedness along the Indo-Bangladesh border. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayanti Bhai Bamba Mia, lords second self-reliance in the field of organic farming. Now the news in detail. Minister for Development of Northeast Region, Dhoni Jyotiraditya Scindia, has termed the Northeast region as India's growth engines. Talking to media in New Delhi, Scindia said that the region is charting a new trajectory of development and opportunity. He said considerable work has been done in diverse sectors of the region, including infrastructure, roads, tourism and more. He pointed out that the region has been crucial in the growth of the country while highlighting 1 year of Dhoni's achievement. The cabinet expansion of the Assam government will take place today with the inclusion of new minister into the Himanta Biswa Sarma's Council of Ministers. According to sources, Charan Borel from Bodoland People's Front, BPF, is likely to be inducted into the Council of Ministers. The BPF recently won the council election. This will be the second reshuffling in Assam. The swearing-in ceremony of the newly appointed minister will be held at Srimanta Sankardeva Hall, Raj Bhavan, in Guwahati today, where the Assam governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office to the new minister. The Special Director General of the Border Security Force, BSF, Eastern Command, Kolkata, Mahesh Kumar Agarwal, held a four-day operational tour to BSF Meghalaya Frontier to assess the operational preparedness and border security architecture along the Indo-Bangladesh international border. The SDG called on Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and Chief Secretary Dr. Shakil P. Ahmed for in-depth deliberations on joint security mechanisms, intelligence sharing and inter-agency energy to ensure foolproof border management. The four-day visit aimed to strengthen border management and ensure national security. During the tour, the IG presented a comprehensive operational briefing outlining the dynamic security scenario along the international border, including challenges posed by rugged terrain, cross-border smuggling, infiltration attempts, and emerging transitional threats. The IG also highlighted strategic countermeasures undertaken by BSF to strengthen border domination, upgrade technological surveillance systems, and enhance tactical mobility of troops. Tripura is contemplating to export power to Nepal. Informing this, Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath, however, said that a final decision in this regard will be taken by the central government. Speaking after inaugurating the 132 kV Gokulnagar substation under the NER Power Station System Improvement Project at Gokulnagar Rastamartha Sports Ground, the minister said that an amount of 43.98 crore was spent on the facility. The project will ensure uninterrupted and quality power supply to about 48,740 families across Vishalgarh, Office Tilla, Central Jail, Golagati, Madhupur, Sekerkot, Fultali and nearby areas. He also informed that the number of 132 kV substations has been increased from 12 to 21, with two more under construction. The length of 132 kV lines has been expanded from 485 kilometers to 986 kilometers, with 102 circuit kilometers being laid. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayanthi Bhai Bamba, has lauded Sikkim's self-reliance in the field of organic farming, describing it as an inspiring example for the entire nation. Earlier, the NOS met the Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, and held discussions on the practices of organic farming, women, empowerment and cleanliness of the state. Later, the Union Minister also addressed the Atmanirbhar Bharat Self-Reliant India program at the Bharatiya Janata Party Sikkim Pradesh office in Gangtok. He said that Sikkim stands as a symbol of self-reliance as it is India's first and fully organic state, demonstrating how harmony with nature can lead to sustainable self-dependence. The Singapore Police Force, SPF, on Friday said that based on preliminary investigations, it does not suspect foul play in the circumstances leading to Zubeen Garg's death. In a statement, the SPF said the case is currently being investigated by them in accordance with Singapore's Coroner's Act 2010. Upon completion of the investigation, which may take up to another 3 months or so, the findings will be submitted to the state coroner in Singapore, which will then determine whether to hold coroner's inquiry. The SPF expressed its commitment to conducting a thorough and professional investigation into the case. Meanwhile, the Assam government today issued gazetted notification for the one-man judicial inquiry into the music icon's death. The High Court of Meghalaya on Friday deferred the hearing of the case related to the relocation of 342 families from Thengyel Molong into the next month. The High Court also directed the state government and the Harijan Panchayat Committee to explore possible ways in resolving the issue through dialogue. The order was passed by a division bench in the High Court comprising Chief Justice Soman Sen and Justice Wanlura Dendo on Friday after being informed that both parties have initiated talks and that the dispute may be resolved amicably. The two-day-long Indian-Himalayan Region Climate Change Conclave in Imphal concluded on Friday. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla graced the valedictory function, which was organized by the Directorate of Environment and Climate Change, Government of Manipur. The conclave brought together around 400 participants, including state government representatives from 12 Himalayan states, independent researchers and experts, line departments and agencies and academic institutions. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla also inspected the exhibitions and appreciated the community-led efforts showcased there. He also released 5 different books and inaugurated the State Environment and Climate Data Center virtually. Addressing the gathering, Bhalla emphasized that the impact of climate change is being felt acutely in Manipur, a state nestled in the eastern Himalayas and known for its rich biodiversity and cultural heritage. He said that the updated State Action Plan on Climate Change Version 2 of Manipur needs to be translated into real action and not remain merely a plan. Namsai, the district in Arunachal Pradesh, has bagged the second position in the prestigious NITI for States Use Case Challenge Awards under the Agriculture and Allied Services category. The recognition was conferred under the NITI for States NFS platform hosted by Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in collaboration with NITI Aayog under the State Support Mission. Following the announcement, Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Main congratulated the district administration and field terms for their commendable efforts. Main informed that the district's initiative of driving adoption of soil health card has been recognized for its innovative approach in promoting sustainable agriculture and empowering farmers through data-driven soil management. He added that the recognition highlights the district commitment in improving farming practices and contributing to state's agricultural growth. The Indian National Senior Women's Football Team has arrived in Shillong to participate in the Tri-Nations International Tournament scheduled to be held in Shillong later this month. The Meghalaya Football Association, led by President Hamlet Sung Dolin and General Secretary Sunesh Sain, felicitated members of the Indian National Women's Football Team at Jawaharlal Nehru State here on Friday. Dolin, Sain and other senior members of the NFA felicitated the Indian players and support staff led by head coach Crispin Chetri on their historic qualification for the AFC Women's Asian Cup Australia 2026 and to wish them the best for the Tri-Nations International Tournament. The Tri-Nations Tournament will be held here in Shillong from the 21st of this month, where India will play the Islamic Republic of Iran and Nepal. The president of Hockey Arunachal, Wunjung Haider, has been awarded with the Best Sports Administrator in Hockey for his discipline, leadership and clean administration at the Arunachal Northeast Hockey Awards ceremony held at Manipur Bhavan, Guwahati on Friday. In his address, Dr. Haider dedicated the accolade to the resilient and dedicated people of Arunachal Pradesh. Beyond his role in sports, Dr. Haider also served in the public sector as a state information commissioner and is known for his earlier role as a former general secretary of the All Arunachal Pradesh Students Union, AAPSU, and Northeast Students Organization, NISO, demonstrating a long-standing commitment to public life in the state. The event drew prominent hockey administrators and players from the Northeast states, including Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Mizoram, Manipur, Nagaland and Tripura. And before we close the headlines once again, Northeast region is India's growth engine, says Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia. Cabinet expansion of Assam government to take place today with the inclusion of BPS Charan Boro in the Council of Ministers. BSF's Special Director General Mahesh Kumar Agarwal assesses operational preparedness along the Indo-Bangladesh border. New Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nirban Jayanti by Bambania, Lord Sikkim self-reliance in the field of organic farming. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.